180 degrees. Hey, I'm talking to you. Did you mail your ballot? Every day, I want you to feel that beat, that pulsating beat that's motivating you to mail your election ballot in. Vote. Kenneth Hodge. William Kirkland. Good morning and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Just so we're clear, the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast will now be different from the Kenny Hodge Campaign Podcast. But either way, keep up with Kenny Hodge because he'll keep you up to date with the goings on. A couple of things here I want to just talk to you about. Again, my update basically comes, my podcast for the Postal Podcast primarily comes out of Columbus, Ohio, the plant in which I currently work. So today in Columbus, Ohio, a lot of people roaming around the building. Apparently there were cremains lost or misplaced, I won't say lost, from August. So the post office, in their wisdom, they've got all these people going through empty equipment, tagging it as if they have verified it, and then leaving it staged on the workroom floor. Notice, I didn't say tagging it and then moving it out of the building into an empty trailer to ensure not only it won't get counted again should that placard fall off, but freeing up space while you have those managers in there doing that craft work. So I guess to Columbus, Ohio, I have to ask the union reps there, because I can't touch this. Would you consider that 1.6 violations? You see, because there was a situation, doesn't mean that mail handlers get skipped out of overtime. Was your overtime desire list maxed out? Were all those folks brought to work? Don't act like we just found out at the last minute, because all those managers that were there, trust me, they were scheduled days in advance to be there. I'm just throwing that out to the union. You might want to pursue that and hopefully sway some indecisive members over in your corner, because, again, members want a union rep that's going to take action in their behalf. And if you do, to the Columbus, Ohio union staff, if you do decide to pursue it, please do not allow management to convince you that it was an emergency. No, if it was an emergency, you would not have had an opportunity to schedule all those managers to be there today. And just so you know, managers normally don't go to work in jeans, so don't allow them to tell you this happened today and all of the scheduling took place today. See, that's a little bit of my past years in management being a great benefit to today's union. Next thing on the Postal Podcast is I hear, now again, all unofficial, that cremains are not the only thing missing. I understand there's several deposits of cash that was sent through the mail. Listen to me very, very carefully, anybody who hears this podcast. If you're hearing this podcast, I hope more than likely you're a postal employee. If you didn't bring it to work with you, leave it alone. The Postal Inspection Service, the Postal Police, them folks ain't playing. And I don't know what your situation might be, but before you decide to start stealing from the post office, please You know, tell a phone, tell a friend, maybe go see EAP. I mean, exhaust all avenues. Because I'm telling you, Postal Inspection Service and Postal Police are not going to allow you to steal for long periods of time in the United States Postal Service. They are going to catch up to you. And the sad part is, usually when they catch up to you, they've already got about 4 or 5 months of film or surveillance on you. So when they come and ask you questions, you can begin to act as if you don't know what they're talking about. But all I'm really saying to you is leave it alone. Do your job, work your overtime, and if you didn't bring it in that building with you, please don't try to take it out. That's my message to not just mail handlers, to all postal employees. Now back to my postal podcast. They tell me that your local president will be making an office visit tomorrow. Now, there's one or two things taking place here, or just one thing taking place. Now, I understand that there was a OIG team or some production team in the building last couple of days doing statistical data on, or gathering statistical data on the SPSS, which means they're about to do something with that machine. So normally when that type of audit takes place, they do what we call an exit meeting where postal management, union representative get together and the audit team or the inspection team go over the findings and hand out a written report. I think that's the way they do it here, at least when I'm a local president. If they don't do that, I'm going to strongly suggest that they allow me to be there. Because in those meetings, you get an opportunity. Well, it won't really happen in this meeting. No disrespect, but I don't think your current local president has got the skill set to sit there and talk productivity or the current enough knowledge of postal operations to have that conversation. But nonetheless, they go on and they explain to the post office, this is what they found, this is what they may recommend. They may give abatement dates. They may tell you we're going to recommend these improvements or whatever. So the local president may be coming down for that meeting. Or, no, he couldn't come for any other reason. Because you can't use union funds, union office, union phone for a campaign to gain advantage in a campaign. And seeing how he is the local president and a retired postal employee, he does not have authority to come into any postal facility. If he requests in advance to come in, he can only come in as the local president. And if he comes in as a local president, then he is working hours during his presidential salary. That's union funds. So if he's coming into facilities now, particularly Columbus, and he's campaigning, I'm asking any of my members to please let me know. No, I won't do childish things as try to file charges against him, but I will let him know he violated. You see, I don't want to try to get him kicked off the ballot. I want the members to speak, and I want the members' voice to let the current local president know your services are no longer required. And to the three other candidates who all support the local president in his comic book that he produced, just so you know, depending on which tour he comes, it's going to let you know of the three of you who he's supporting. Now, one of you are out of work on an injury, but if he comes to tour two, well, that lets that tour two rep know. If he comes to tour one, that lets the tour one rep know. If he was smart, excuse me, if he had any political savvy, he'd come on tour three. That way, whatever his business is, he can take care of that, and he doesn't have to show favoritism to one of the candidates. So I don't even begin to understand how all three of you are running for an office and all three of you support them. But tomorrow you'll get to see which one of the three he supports. And I want to say to Columbus, Ohio, particularly Tour 2, because that's the tour I work. Every day, right in front of my eyes, I see your bids expanding and crossing over into every other area in that building. And it's going to get to the point where your bid means absolutely nothing. Mail handlers, I know you got managers as friend, and I'm not knocking the friendship. I'm simply saying to you, when we keep working on the dock but pulling mail from automation, we are hindering progress. When I work on the apps and I'm pulling mail for the, the flat machines, we are hindering progress. And when I say progress, I mean the ability to show management that maybe you need additional drivers in that area. It's simply called protecting bids. It's got nothing to do with you supporting me. No, I'm telling you, right in front of my eyes every day, I see your bids just expanding and crossing over into every other bid. So it gets to the point that without even thinking about it, management gets comfortable asking the apps driver to just go out to the North Dock and bring all that mail in from the North Dock as if they have no dock drivers. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then when management starts to write the bids in that manner, now you want to be up in arms or feeling some kind of way. But I'm telling you right now, as I see it, you are creating that environment. And when management takes advantage of it, then just remember, we had an opportunity to stop it in its tracks. Now, one thing I do hear, they've got some people convinced. Well, the mail on the North Dock belongs to the apps, so therefore, you should go and get it. Well, if we're going to live by that code, all that mail that we dispatch from the apps belongs to the dock. Should the dock come and get their mail also? I mean, just understand the nonsense that they try to feed to you, and let's be smarter than that. Columbus, Ohio mail handlers, come on, protect your job. Let's get used to the new traffic patterns and drive it. It gets to the point now where some do, some don't. Come on, mail handlers. I mean, can we get united on something? Management said this is what they want, and we have to have a rally to get united on doing it. Come on, let's go. By following that traffic pattern only improves the strength, the bargaining position for the post office. I don't know any other way to put it. Listen, this is Kenny Hodge with a postal podcast, trying to keep you up to date on what I know about the goings-on in Columbus, Ohio, and elsewhere in Local 304. Have a great day.